You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Okay, so now let's get into the email part of things. If you can swing it, I recommend using Klaviyo because they're just one of the best platforms out there for email sequencing, automation, things like this. On a small budget, I recommend using MailerLite. It's a really great software. It's very clean, responsive, and easy to use. I'm on the growing business plan right now. I think you can start at about $20 a month. Like, our list is about 3,000 right now. So I think it's around $50 a month, something like this. We can do a bunch of different campaigns that I've sent. And though, of course, I try to do this once weekly. And all the great, like Gary Vee, for example, will say that he says, give and then ask. And then Alex Hormozi says, give until they ask. So the idea is to give a lot more value than you're asking for. I think a good ratio is something like either, it's probably about 4 to 1, something like this. 4 messages where you're giving value. It can be entertainment value. It doesn't necessarily mean giving away product. It can be a story. And then for every 4 emails where you're giving value, you have 1 email where you're asking for value in return. So you're asking for a sale. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way either, because you could do something where you're asking, you might ask for value in every message. It's just a very small portion of your messaging. Let's look at a couple more things on the website here first before we get too much into this. Another great way, if you're not ready for paid advertising, you can do lead magnet right on your website. So something like this, users are getting a free personalized graphic novel. Here's our trailer so they can get them excited about it. Same type of text, let them know, besides what you're getting for free, what are you going to be getting on a regular basis from us? Try to create a bit of a connection there. And then just a bit of instruction, you're going to sign up here. And then another thing is, sometimes we're on our blog section, we're just creating content that's relevant or just tangentially related to the products. So with Al Capone's historical subjects, so there might be a lot of different pieces of content that we could be created for the blog that people are searching for. For example, like with Al Capone, a lot of people search for whether he had syphilis or not, because it was commonly understood that he had syphilis and that was one of the causes of his death. But then there are some conflicting evidence which suggests otherwise. We create some blog articles around those types of subjects. And then if someone is on this page and they decide not to purchase right now, when they go to exit, kind of how it looks. Do you want to read chapter 1 for free? Funny enough, Opt-in Monster gives statistics that suggest that people that answer this simple yes or no question at first, before they sign up with their email address, they're actually more likely to complete the opt-in and give their email. So that's what Opt-in Monster claims. We'll see. I'm going to run some tests. So if I notice anything significant, I'll make a video about that. But and then the next page is your opting in. So your first name, email. And then the next one is your success page. On this page, we're going to add a Facebook pixel or a Google Ads conversion tracking code. So that way we'll make sure that we have captured that when the lead has signed up. Right? Numerous different ways that people can sign up, and then therefore lots of different ways where you can organically increase your email list as quickly as much as possible. And one of the ways is paid ads, but you don't necessarily have to do that, because if you can get a significant amount of traffic to your website through creating content, that content can be blog content on the website. It could also be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube content, anything you'd like. And then just driving people to sign up in exchange for getting something cool. So technically, you don't need to spend a dollar to do this. You can grow your email list pretty significantly. You do need to pay for an email platform like MailerLite or Klaviyo, as I mentioned. Let's take a look here at the Al Capone sequence. So we have 32% open rate, 5% click rate. That's pretty strong so far. Here's the sequence. Not too many emails. Similar content from the product page that will help bring people closer to a conversion, but just expanded. Telling people stories, getting people engaged, interacting with them, asking them questions as well. One of the things about email I found really surprising is that people answer you as if you've emailed a friend asking them a question many times, especially once they've connected with you and they've gotten used to receiving messages from you. And I love getting emails from subscribers and potential customers. There's just so much value in their messages and so many ideas that they give me. Just insane amount of value. In total, including what has been run on Facebook, 41 people entered this sequence. So it's pretty young so far. In this case, what I've done is I've added a condition. Have they clicked on the free chapter 1, any link in that email? If they haven't, I'm going to wait. I'm going to remind them. And then if they still haven't, I'm going to wait. I'm going to remind them again. So in total, they're getting 2 reminders after the lead magnet. So we're looking to see that most people are clicking on that. I just wrote a story because I'm very interested in this character. I also, my grandfather was a rum smuggler, and he lived in a part of Canada where Al Capone actually frequented and purchased alcohol to smuggle into the United States. I thought that was just a cool story. Just this is a record of when my grandfather had his boat confiscated by the police. So he was in that same tradition. My grandfather, he simply went to a French island off the coast of Newfoundland in Canada, purchased French alcohol, brought it back into Canada, did not declare it, of course, and then sold it. More of a tax fraud type of situation, but he definitely didn't shoot anybody or send anyone to sleep with the fishes. And then I sent an email showing people some of the different review excerpts and quotes. I'm not asking them for a purchase yet. I'm just sharing some of the reviews. Later, I'm sharing a little bit more about the authors, right, and some links there so they can go. Again, not asking for a sale. People are just going to engage with the authors on their Instagram profiles and things like this, so they're hopefully connect a little bit more with them. Later, I'm sharing a video interview between me and the author, so something a little bit better to engage with. Later on, here is a kind of a process video. So it's getting people excited about the process. How did this book come to be? So some sketch art. I also have some video that's a time lapse of the artist actually drawing some of the panels from the book, which is really cool. Finally, a very special offer. If I'm going to offer something very special at regular price, then I'm going to put a countdown on that. So I use a plugin, I think it's called Hurry Up Timer. It's for WordPress. I'm sure on Shopify there's probably something similar. A little bit of story about the character, and then offering the book at regular price, plus this brass engraved bookmark that has Al Capone on it. It's basically a sticker that is actually signed by the author, and it's inside on the title page. So then that way that makes this a signed copy with a limited edition. And since this is a very important email, I'm running an A/B test just with the subject line. Some of the platforms, Google Ads, we don't really recommend doing any A/B testing anymore because it just doesn't work well. We use more of multivariate testing where you have a bunch of different assets in a campaign. You like Google rotate and find the winners. But when it comes to like email, when it comes to more basic ad platforms as well, Amazon ads and to some extent Facebook ads, then self-testing is a great idea. Even though more people went through this B version, it's a 26% open rate, whereas a 33%. So it's not really a large enough sample size to make any conclusions just yet. And then we just keep going down and remind them of the offer until it expires. When they click and load up this landing page, that's when the timer starts. It's unique for every individual. You can keep an evergreen campaign going on where you're constantly gathering emails for this product and your people are starting their sequence and then they're going through the countdown offer at different times. So this is all, and then over time, just optimizing, trying to improve the conversion rate. I think this one actually got one conversion. So one person purchased this offer, which is not very much, right? So for all this effort, we think for only one purchase, if you think about it as a system that you're going to be able to leave running for a very long period of time, if you think about it, each of these are only costing about 50 to 60 cents. 41 people altogether, and we'll say about 60 cents. Okay, so $24, maybe some more because they haven't finished yet. So maybe we'll have a couple more conversions if we're lucky here. So only about 28 people actually finished it. So never know, I might get another one, might be able to improve this, but not a bad start because this is only their first purchase. Now we've got them on an email list as well. We know what they're interested in is they purchase Al Capone. So what are the chances if we were to offer them another book? We have another book right here about gangsters, a lot of kind of similar themes. What are the chances that if I offer 25% off Altalk and do a good job of explaining this book, that they'll pick it up? I think pretty significant. So then we've basically altogether spent a few dollars to acquire a customer. Over time, hopefully be able to optimize this flow so that we capture more customers and at a lower cost, of course. So we're just getting started with this. Maybe we can also optimize our ad creative and be able to reduce this cost per lead down even further and then sell some other related products that customer is going to be interested in. All right, so that's the gist of the strategy, pretty straightforward. I think especially in publishing, a lot of people focusing on building an audience. If you can build an audience consistently, improving the scale of that incrementally over time, then that can be something that can work well for you selling any type of product, but especially a product that has a lower margin. So thanks for watching. I really appreciate it. I hope that you found this video informative and you're feeling more confident now about running your own advertising campaigns. If so, I'd really appreciate it if you can hit the like, subscribe button, hit that bell icon for notifications.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads Podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Custom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.